wrapping up the weekend of footy.
We get Purple in here and discuss footy.
This is Damo's recovery session. When you need a tool, call Coates Hire on 13 15 52.
Got his own sponsor, Purple. Yep. Coates Hire, of course, and we get him in on a Monday to talk footy. Nice to see you, Damo.
Likewise, Jim and Bill, and it would what be nice to be seeing each other in different circumstances, well, wouldn't it, given what everyone is now caught up with, and it's probably only a small part of people's lives right now, what's going on in the AFL, given what's going on in their own lives, but it's a very significant day nonetheless, Bill, when the AFL made the decision to shut down the season until a minimum of May 31, and I think it's just an ambit time frame, Bill. It's a time frame that's going to be pushed way, way out beyond that, the way I see it.
Yeah, I know. Oh, you're saying that yesterday. This has never happened, Damo.
No.
It's unbelievable.
No.
Uncharted waters.
All right, so Purple, explain this to me. I'm watching with one eye because I couldn't train both eyes on North Melbourne St Kilda.
No way.
That's as bad as I've seen the Kangaroos play in the first half for a very, very long time. I said to my 14-year-old son, I can't watch any more of this. But then I came back in and saw the very, very accomplished CEO of the AFL, Gil McLachlan, who has handled himself, in my opinion, brilliantly through this whole thing, speaking to say, this is it. End of this weekend, we're done. Why did it have to be on the Sunday?
It happened on the Sunday, Jim. It was a decision they met as a commission to discuss last Wednesday night, and that was the meeting in which they'd agreed to play round one. 24 hours before the start of that particular season, they knew it was inevitable that they were going to have to make the decision they ultimately made yesterday, and it became inevitable when they got wind of what Scott Morrison, the Prime Minister, was saying to the full public at that briefing, Bill, at 11 o'clock yesterday morning. And
about the borders being shut?
About the travel being banned.
And no one listening to the authorities, especially at Bondi Beach. That's what he blew up about, didn't he?
He blew up about that. And so basically, by the time he had finished answering those questions from media after his statement, Jim, Scott Morrison, the AFL was meeting to determine and to decide that the season would be suspended.
Well, Chris Scott, on Saturday night, he went with that. He started his presser. He got on the front foot and he went with that. No, we've got to listen to the authorities. We've got to listen to the medical people. Mm. We've got to listen to the government, the premiers. He was right on it.
Yeah, he was. And all the clubs right now are just, as we speak, are devising plans just to survive. I don't want to be too dramatic about it, but we need to be accurate about it. There is genuine fear now that what returns with the AFL, Bill, is vastly different to what we've become known it to be.
And so what are you thinking?
Well, the 18 teams itself. I mean, it's very possible that not all survive what lies ahead. Already today, we've seen drastic measures taken by clubs to force players to take leave without pay. And that's just one measure. There are going to be multiple measures. Staff will be lost. And as everyone knows, and anyone who's got any job prospects knows, that there's not jobs out there right now.
No.
And that has now hit football in a way that it's never, ever been hit before. And it clearly does jeopardise what lies ahead once it gets through this period and then attempts to recover, because it's never going to be the same again.
Well, when you say that, Purple, but if the economy bounces back, and it's a big if, but if it bounces back as strongly as some are predicting within 24 months... 24. Which is a long time, but
if it does. Who's predicting that, Jim?
Oh, if you talk, which I do, you read the financial analysts, they say, we're in for some really tough times, but there's a strong suspicion that, the share price index and things like that will bounce back within 2 years because of the type of interruption we're having.
Mm.
If you believe it, and everyone has their own view. So if that does happen, why would football not bounce back equally hard?
Because of the effect that clubs are going to be feeling right now. There's a majority of clubs in debt, as you know.
Yes.
And this is before this started. The clubs, the way they are structured with their constitutions and their list, ASX, sorry, their lodgements with ASIC, they're guaranteed by the AFL. The AFL cannot provide that guarantee now. The AFL itself has to make stunning changes in its own operations as a result of what's happened. So it's going to require extraordinary guarantees being given by governments who are already, as we know, stretched to provide them for other services.
Yeah.
And the AFL is often at the top of the queue, Jim, when it comes to putting its hand out for government monies and government projects. And it's serviced those projects and messages very, very well. But right now, it's not at the bottom of the queue, but it's nowhere near the top.
All right, we need to take a break because there were actually 9 games. That's what we do forget a bit, don't we?
Glass half empty here. Wow.
We need to discuss what happened in those 9 games next with Purple.
for Coates Hire. Damien Barrett is in at the studio.
Yes, indeed. Speaking of North Melbourne, Jim, you saw the game.
Oh, I saw half the game.
See Ben Cunnington's feathers?
Well, they come charging back.
Oh, have they what?
Has he got what Duck's got?
Not as big, not as bushy.
No one could have what Duck's got.
Not as bushy as Fluffy Duck, but old Cunners, has he had some feathers work, Jim?
Jeepers.
And also with North Melbourne, I've got a North Melbourne statement here, a media release,
yes,
Jim.
Right.
The North Melbourne Football Club has been made aware of a complaint involving two of its players this morning. The club has spoken to Nick Suva-Lucky and Cameron Zoha about a gathering at their home last night, which caused a disturbance to neighbours. The police weren't called. The boys are gone to apologise to their neighbours. But this is where we got to. Now they can't have a gathering because they might have 10 or 15, 20 teammates in the house.
Irresponsible distancing.
Well,
that's what it is, Purple.
That's exactly what it is, Jim.
What do you reckon about that? The old glass half empty?
I wish it was half empty, Bill.
That's a shame when two blokes, like, they're doing the right thing, getting their mates together, having a drink.
Yeah, but
you can't do it.
It's the world we are now living in, Bill. And as we know, that is now a practice we cannot embrace for some time.
Purple, let's talk a bit of footy. It's the last time we're going to be able to for a while.
Yeah.
I saw four games in 3 days. I saw the GWS Giants,
too,
who were exceptional.
Yeah, they were.
They were so much better than any other team I saw running around. It doesn't matter.
You thought so, did you? I put Collingwood into the same.
Yeah. I don't think they were playing much, though. The Western Bulldogs. I've never seen they were deplorable.
Terrible,
I don't know what the hell they were doing. But whereas the Giants, I thought, were playing a bloody good side.
Geelong were right.
They were not bad at all.
Yeah. Right, but their goal kicking, 17 goals, 3.
Their field kicking.
Field kicking.
How good was that?
But there's some talk about having no crowds. The goal kicking has improved.
Well, that's Richo's take on it, isn't it?
Richo and others.
It's your take, isn't it, Bill? Didn't you say it 2 weeks ago?
3 or 4 when we're on here, and I was only joking around because I heard it somewhere else.
Three or four weeks ago, we thought there were going to be spectators in the stands, though, Bill.
No, I knew it was coming.
Oh, did you?
Bill? You already had that.
But when you look at some of the goal kicking, especially the Giants, and also without the crowd, do you believe there's the lack of intent and tackles down because there's no atmosphere? And there's no ball and
it seemed
atmosphere.
That way, didn't it? And Jim, you were there Thursday, you were there Friday, and you watched the round unfold. Yep. It almost felt as though the players, before the decision was made on Sunday, almost knew that this was not going to be able to be tolerated for too long.
Yeah.
And as such, I think that the intent in each game was lacking, and it's understandable that it was. And I don't know how West Coast and Melbourne managed to go out there last night, given they were told before their game started that this was going to be it for a very, very long time.
Well, there were some mobs that would, I mean, the break's going to be 2 months minimum, but they would think, well, we need it.
Yeah.
The Western Bulldogs, Carlton, as I said, North, St Kilda yesterday. I'm guessing St Kilda were as bad in the second half as North were in the first half.
Yeah.
And that
Dogs,
was,
Jim, they were spruced.
The Dogs were horrific.
They were spruced.
Well, they spruced themselves, weren't they? Didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
And Essendon, Freo, that game we watched, they were only just going, both of those
they
teams.
Were.
Port Adelaide, Gold Coast.
Yeah. The thing you say about that, though, is I reckon over the journey, Jim and Bill, you can't make sweeping statements on one game. And I always used to like waiting even 5 or 6. But, geez, there was enough evidence in parts of those games that you referred to be really worrying for the coaches concerned. But, again, right now, those worries were in isolation of the match, not what they're now dealing
with. So what happens? Yeah. What happens to the footballers right now? They've got 2 months of no games. Yep. Do they have, you said, forced leave? Do they keep training, obviously? They've got to keep their fitness up. What do they do?
If they're able to get home to home states, and there's going to be an issue with that, as you know, either getting there or returning, given the borders are being shut as we speak on some states. So that's being allowed. Even two Melbourne players last night, Bill Pickett and Jackson, stayed in Perth after the West Coast game. So they're already there. And it's just going to have to be, unfortunately, for everyone, up to their own devices. And how intent are they going to be wanting to keep their fitness up, knowing they can't use their fitness or their skills for, I would say, a minimum 2 months and quite possibly 4 or 5.
And train on their own, which is the hardest thing to do.
And some houses, even with footballers, wouldn't have many gym equipment type of devices in there, would they? I mean, you'd probably have something, but not what they've become attuned to.
That's right. No, Port Adelaide, they've been quarantined.
Quarantined as a result of that state requiring people returning to it to do so. So, it's look, the good clubs will get through it better than the, you know, the lesser organised clubs, but it's just the last thing on most people's minds right now. And how the finances play out, we're dealing with you know, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of millions of dollars in black hole.
Yep.
And that's if we even get away some of these 144 games remaining.
Mm. All right, what's this space? What are you going to do, Purple? Because if there's no footy and no footy to report on, what does a purple-headed warrior get up to?
It's a good question,
good
Jim.
we might use that for a topic.
Yeah. We'll be doing what everyone else does, just going as long as you do, and just see what happens on the back end of it.
You'll read a book or something with a wine.
There'll be a wine involved somewhere, Bill, yeah.
What else would you do with yourself?
A Victorian Juriff. you like your weird-ass grapes, no, Purple. Like You'll head into a Juriff.
Going through a Grenache phase.
Oh, Grenache. Oh, great to see you, mate. We look forward to speaking to you soon.
Damo's Recovery Session. When you need a tool, call Co-Tire on 13 15 52.